This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we were talking about how COVID hospitalizations are on the rise. Not for anybody to freak out about. It's just we don't want a lot of misdiagnosis. And the XBB strains, as we spoke about, the XB1.16, the XB1.19, the Omicron that we got 2 years ago and that we even struggled with last summer, right now, they're saying is gone. But these subvariants are what's causing most of the COVID issues that we're seeing. CDC is saying that the hospitalizations of people with the virus are up 10%. As of July 15th, we have some newer numbers. More than 7,100 patients with COVID were hospitalized. This is up from 6,400 the prior week. And as of in June, it was, 5,700. COVID-related emergency room visits are also on the rise, comprising 0.73% of visits as of July 21st, compared to 0.49% a month prior. So CDC's COVID-19 incident manager, Dr. Brendan Jackson, in Atlanta, Georgia, told NPR and being reported by Fox News that after roughly 6-7 months of steady declines, things are starting to tick back up again. Now, I'm telling you right now, I noticed COVID start to rise May-June. COVID likes the summer. So if there's going to be a summer virus, even though we have adenovirus and rhinovirus that still lurk, COVID is the biggest one I'm seeing. As I've said time and time again, the problem is these at-home tests aren't always picking it up. So somebody will call into the telemedicine company I work for saying, yeah, I tested for COVID, it's negative, so give me an antibiotic. And I have to ask, you know, one, did they really test themselves? Did they just want an antibiotic? Or did they test themselves and you know, which company, which brand was it? Was it expired? And when I have families say, look, two of the family members are positive for COVID, two aren't, with the same test, it shows that these tests could be faulty, especially when everybody has the same symptoms. Could it be two people aren't triggering the test positive? Could be. But we have an underreporting because people aren't testing, or the tests aren't always picking it up, especially the rapid ones. So the CDC is suggesting that we have a late summer wave of COVID. Now, what does this mean for you? Well, fortunately, we have fewer hospitalizations than we have. If we're still under 10,000 hospitalizations a week for the country, that's a low number, and I'm grateful it's low. I'm bothered that COVID is still putting people into the hospital. And so the next question people ask is, well, if most of us have been exposed to COVID since it was released from the lab now almost 4 years ago, we're coming up on the 4-year mark on when it would have accidentally or purposefully got out of the lab. I think it was a lab leak because China had been found to sadly cause a leak, even if it was unintentionally, with the first SARS in 2002, and then there was a small leak in 2004. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was accidental. I also wouldn't be surprised if it was purposeful, but I really believe it happened roughly August of 2019. So here we are, roughly at the 4-year mark. What's our immunity like? Well, the fact that hospitalizations are down is a fantastic sign, and it shows that we have some immunity. Some of us will fully credit the vaccine. Others will fully credit having COVID. I think it's a combination of both. But who then is being hospitalized? Who is affecting somebody so severely that they're back in the hospital? Was it somebody who never got exposed? Was it somebody who kind of lived in a bubble? Was it somebody who was vaccinated? Were they not? I would like to see the data. Of these 7,000 people hospitalized now? Yeah, 7,100 patients. Can somebody tell us, it's a very easy study to do. One, did they ever have COVID and when? That they know of. Two, did they get their primary series of the vaccine? Three, did they get a booster? Four, how long ago did they get their booster? I did get a booster, the bivalent booster, September 29th. No, or was it August 29th? I have to remember, but it was early last fall. And it caused me to put off my mammogram till the end. So I think it was September 29th, to be honest, because I had to put off my mammogram till the end of October because I had so much swelling and arm pain and chest pain. So, you know, I didn't get COVID this year, thank God, but the CDC is looking like they're going to recommend at least yearly COVID boosters. When we hear that there are hospitalizations from people that are being hospitalized from COVID, it means that we have a vulnerable population. And the sooner we could figure out who this vulnerable population is, then we could target treatment, we could target vaccine, or look at their immunity, see if they're, should they have been sensitized to it. So here's another example. When we have individuals who are very, very allergic to something, an allergist will do allergy shots where they give very, very small amounts to build up a resistance to the whole allergy, anaphylaxis, dramatic allergic reaction. Maybe we need to do something like that with COVID, where when you have individuals that are frequent flyers at the hospital, maybe there's a sort of very weakened or almost vaccine-like, but we would do it homeopathically or like the allergists do with allergy shots, where we try to desensitize you. Because the reason why you're being hospitalized isn't that COVID virus is deciding to eat your lungs. It's your inflammatory response, that cytokine storm that's causing your lungs to fill up and causing you to not be able to breathe. And so with that, we need to control people's immune system. And that might be a much easier way to go about this, because right now the population is very fatigued on vaccines and on, you know, Paxlovid. But I got to admit that we're doing better if we got the hospitalizations down. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extend-O-Vite. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we, up until now, have had just kind of this standard of care where if you need to save the life of somebody and it's in an emergency room setting, you try to work with the patient's religion. If they're Jehovah's Witness, if they don't want blood product, you get the ethics board involved to try to figure out what is the best way to save a patient who has certain religious beliefs. Most of the physicians and healthcare providers would practice from an ER setting. Of course, patient comes first. Whatever they need to save their life, we do. There's a standard of care. But in their private medical office, if a doctor did not want to perform an elective abortion, they didn't have to. And in fact, patients didn't want to go to a provider who doesn't do them because you kind of want to go to somebody who's experienced in it. So if you have a provider that's never performed an abortion and a patient says, I want you to terminate my pregnancy, please, and it's not
a merchant, there really wasn't too much of a discussion, because if that provider didn't do them or doesn't know how, then you go somewhere else. And there's abortion clinics, and there's doctors that do perform them. Some OBs do, and gynecologists, some don't. And so there ended up being a network, a publicized network of where you could go. There was some controversy where I believe there was a doctor who was a gynecologist who didn't believe in birth control. Now, you don't hear a lot of them, because the average person that doesn't feel comfortable prescribing birth control probably wouldn't have much of a gynecological practice, since many of them, but you do have individuals that go, look, I just want to do gynecological surgery. So I want to do that. I just don't want to get into the birth control. And many medical providers found their niche. Whatever they were comfortable doing, they could do. Me, I don't really feel comfortable managing seizures. It's not an ethical issue. It's just I didn't have a lot of neuro training. And so when it comes to seizures and when a person could drive again, and I was so, you know, highly trained in delivering babies and gynecology and urgent care and setting fractures and dislocations, that when I do have somebody who needs seizure management, I refer them to a neurologist, as a lot of doctors do. So how the system has worked is if there's a patient you can't take care of, you refer them out. When I had a patient who wanted to transition, it was very, very few, I would find them a provider that could do that medicine. We didn't have a lot, now we have more, but you aren't supposed to, in medicine, take on a procedure or take on an activity that you don't feel highly trained at doing. But now we have a term, medical conscience. And you're going to start seeing headlines that are calling it medical refusal. And I think this is becoming more dramatic than it needs to be. And so patients are freaking out that the doctor will say, nope, I don't like you. I'm not going to take care of you. That's not what these medical conscience bills are. Apparently, there's been some lawsuits where people have asked a doctor to do something, and the doctor says, but look, I don't perform abortions. You need to go to somebody who does that. And these laws are supposed to protect the providers from being sued for not performing a medical procedure that they can't do, or they don't feel like their ethics or religion allow them to. And so it's a little confusing to many of us physicians, because the average physician out there doesn't really know how to do transgender transitioning. You have to be trained in that. And somebody goes, you know what? I read online, here are the hormones. There's an art to that. And so if somebody goes up to their internist and says, can you do this for me? And they're like, I can't. You'd have to go through your insurance to find out who does that, because I don't know in my referral circle who does that. Nobody got sued, but now that there's all these discussions on people need a place to go to do their transitioning, people need a place to go to have an abortion, even though I think the conversation should be at, why do we have so many unwanted pregnancies? Why is there such an abortion provider shortage? Why is there such a high demand? Maybe we can improve birth control or increase access to it. But, instead there's been now politics getting again involved in medicine, saying, well, if the doctor won't do it, sue them. It doesn't make any sense, though, for a person who wants to have a procedure done to go to somebody who's untrained. And even though they keep bringing up, well, it's the doctor's religion, it's the doctor's conscience that is causing them to not perform. If a provider isn't comfortable with doing something, most likely they're not very experienced at it. So it was never really that much of a conversation. If somebody said, Dahlia, I want you to do my vasectomy, I have no problem with people getting a vasectomy. I just only have done maybe one or two my whole practice when I was in training. So I can't do your vasectomy. Trust me, you don't want me to do your vasectomy. You want somebody who does this every day. So multiple states are passing these laws to protect healthcare providers. South Carolina, Ohio, Arkansas has previously passed bills. I guess 21 bills instituting or expanding conscience clauses have been introduced in state houses. Florida lawmakers have passed legislation that allows providers and insurers to refuse any health service that violates their ethical beliefs. I don't even think it has to go there. I don't think you have to refuse somebody. If you don't manage that care, you're required by the state medical board to be honest with them that you aren't experienced in that. But it's being turned into, well, the doctor refused me. So patients deserve to have people who are experienced in something. So we got to be really, really careful about how the verbiage is. Now, what about a gynecologist that doesn't want to give birth control? There's not many of them out there. But if a gynecologist wants to be more of an obstetrician or more of a surgeon and just wants to handle, let's say, menopausal HRT or abnormal uterine bleeding, doctors should have a right to have their own niche. You know, I love taking off skin cancer, but when it comes to a melanoma, I got to get the dermatologist and the surgeons in. I'm required by ethics. And so, you know, are there other medical procedures besides abortion and transgender transitioning that a doctor would refuse you on? Well, I don't know everybody's religion, but I don't think there's a lot of other things besides, let's say, birth control or, you know. Now, can a doctor refuse a person based on their religion or based on their... No. No. A doctor has to be open. We don't discriminate. And so that's not what this clause is for. This clause is for you cannot force a doctor to perform something that they feel is an assault on their religion and ethics. But I got to be honest, those doctors want to have done the procedure or be experienced in them anyway. There's very few individuals who have been performing abortion this whole time and then all of a sudden say, I don't want to do it anymore. But even if they do, then they retire. How many doctors say, you know what, I just can't manage this anymore. I'm going to, you know, have my practice more another sort of focus. Doctors retire. Are people trying to get doctors out of retirement? So I think the reason why this has come up is now that we have an explosion in the population that is looking at gender transitioning, so they go to their doctor saying, give me hormones, and the doctors say no, people are, I guess, looking into the legal aspect of suing that doctor because that doctor is turning them down and discriminating. But if that doctor doesn't know how to transition you, they have no business transitioning you. So there will be more doctors trained. You have.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
USA News Update. A longtime friend and business associate of Hunter Biden expected to testify on Capitol Hill today. That blistering heat wave isn't going away as record-setting temperatures move through the South. More than 100 million Americans under heat alerts over the weekend. A federal judge dismissing former President Trump's $475 million defamation lawsuit against CNN. The recent ruling concluded the network's statements were opinion. Anchorage, Alaska's Mayor Dave Bronson said he wants to send homeless people in his city to L.A. He said last week buying a plane ticket to L.A. would be cheaper than housing them. He also said the warmer climate would be better for homeless people, as this last year one of the deadliest years in Anchorage for homeless people. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. So News Nation is reporting that an affluent Southern California neighborhood is under quarantine right now because there's an invasive fly species. It's the first of its kind in the Western Hemisphere, the Tao fruit fly. The Tao fruit fly is native to Asia and is, quote, a serious pest for agriculture and natural resources. This is according to the California Department of Food and Agriculture. The flies can be typically found on a variety of fruits and vegetables, along with a select range of native plants in California. After the detection of more than 20 Tao flies in the Stevenson Ranch area of the Santa Clarita Valley, a quarantine was placed on residents. The quarantine spanned 79 square miles, bordered on the north of Castaic Junction, on the south by Oak Mountain, west by Del Valle, and on the east by Holmby Avenue. Stevenson Ranch is an upscale neighborhood with a median home price of $1.15 million. Wow. Officials believe that the fly was introduced to Los Angeles County by travelers who brought uninspected produce into the state. Agriculture officials note this is a common way for the invasive species to arrive. I know some of us are going, could this have been on purpose? All right, first let's try COVID, now let's try the fruit fly. So what do you do with the quarantine? Well, to prevent the species further spread, quarantine residents are asked not to move any fruits or vegetables away from their property. The produce they own may be safely consumed or processed, but must remain at the property. If residents choose not to consume their produce, they must be disposed of by a double bagging in plastic. Place the bags in a bin specifically for garbage. Now, the CDFA is working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the L.A. County Agricultural Commissioner to utilize a multi-tiered approach to eliminate the tau fruit fly and prevent its spread to new areas. On properties within 200 meters of fly detections, crews are going to host fruit and vegetable inspections to look for the little fly larvae, because then these baby flies will wake up and could affect the produce. The properties are going to be treated with, quote, naturally derived or
Krispy Kreme. I don't know if you've noticed, sometimes you go into these gas stations and there might be Krispy Kreme donuts there. So rather than owning a store, you could put your product into other people's stores. They might be switching to that. Pie 5 is a chain where you could customize your own pizza toppings. I love that. And they could cook a pie in 5 minutes. P5 Apparently in 2017, the restaurant reached a 100-store benchmark, but now they're down to 25. Boston Market. I love Boston Market. Boston Market hit about 1,200 locations by 1997. Now they're down to 285. They had rotisserie chicken and a lot of comfort food, but labor shortages put pressure on workers. There was an employee walkout, and they've been losing stores. Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake is, I think, down to 400 stores. They used to have, I think, 620 right before the pandemic. Then they had to close some. They now have kiosks and other things that they're trying to do. Burger M, or is it Burger IM? It's an Israeli company that also has Greek lamb burger and falafel. They were founded in Tel Aviv, and then they opened a couple hundred locations in 2016. By the end of 2019, they had 1,200 franchising locations. But then there was some lawsuits, from what we understand, and then now they're down to only 125 stores. Crystal is another Georgia-based restaurant that is the South's oldest fast food chain. For their hamburgers and late-night service, they ran into issues, and they have closed down a bunch of stores. Taco Bueno. Taco Bueno started out of Abilene, Texas in 1967. Sells tacos, burritos, nachos. In 2016, it confirmed it had 178 restaurants. Now they're down to 139. So, you know, we try to do our best, you know, for small businesses and these franchises. And keep in mind, when you see a franchise like a McDonald's, you think, oh, McDonald's is huge. McDonald's is a huge corporation. Sometimes you don't know if it's a corporate store versus a franchisee store. I'm sure there's ways to tell. And I think they might even have ways where they post it. But keep in mind, sometimes some of these companies are small business owners, and it's hard to see them close down. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms,
Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Okay, so many people bad on the healthcare system in America, especially since I think Obamacare really screwed things up, but I would still rather have a non-socialized system than a socialized system. Especially since we are hearing that places such as the UK are struggling. And many of these countries that do have a socialized system in place collect much better taxes from the majority of their constituents. Not like in America where only half of us are paying taxes. And it's a lot of money they're collecting. And it doesn't necessarily mean you are going to be getting MRIs and the tippity-top orthopedic surgery. You know, you're going to get who's available. Well, people ask, how is that America really doing from a cancer standpoint? We're being told that death rates have declined over the past 20 years in every single congressional district. Whether it's a red district, a blue district, purple, cancer rates are falling. Researchers at the American Cancer Society found that cancer is causing fewer deaths than it did in the 1990s in all 435 districts. The biggest declines happened in New York City, Miami, New Orleans, and Honolulu. Among the congressional districts, the biggest drops were around the areas that surrounded major blue cities and urban environments where cancer care is more easily accessible and people tend to have more money. Scientists have pointed to lower smoking rates, better cancer screening to explain the trends. And also we have amazing treatments now. Male cancer deaths have fallen. Total cancer deaths have fallen. Female cancer deaths have fallen. Now again, this is since the mid-90s. Urban areas also tended to see bigger slides in cancer mortality rates, which may be linked to them having lower obesity rates. Rural areas tended to see smaller changes, but still drops. Among men overall, the drop was 20 to 45% per district. Among women, fatalities 10 to 40% lower. Lung, colorectal, breast cancer in women, prostate cancer in men saw the sharpest declines. Now, 600,000 Americans die from cancer every year. It is next to the number one killer is heart disease. Lung cancer is the most common of all the cancers. That's causing 127,000 fatalities per year. The second most common is colorectal cancer, killing 53,000 a year. So officials have put an increased focus on reducing cancer fatality rates in recent years, boosted efforts to curb smoking, and now smoking's at an all-time low. So what's going on here? Well, remember, this is data that was collected since the mid-90s, 1996, to the end of 2020. So the data was based on the boundaries for the 116th Congress of the U.S., which ran from January 2019 to January 2021, including the 435 seats of the House. And they found that cancer fatality rates fell most sharply in D.C. Well, they all have good health care, down 60%, and congressional districts in Hawaii, near Honolulu, down 58%. Rural parts also did better. So here's a couple things I want to say. Okay, in the 90s, so I trained in the 90s. I was in medical school in the 90s. By the late 90s, I was in residency. In the 90s, if you were a physician, you saw what was happening to your colleagues in terms of lawsuits. And they were getting sued. They were losing their malpractice insurance. And they would have to move to different locations in order to find a state that had a malpractice company that would take them if they had a previous lawsuit. And so a lot of us newer doctors in the 90s who trained in the 90s would learn from their mistakes. And many of those doctors got sued because they missed the cancer. So we vowed we weren't going to miss the cancer. If somebody needed a scan, they were going to get the scan. If somebody had a concussion, we'll scan the head and make sure there wasn't a bleed. And if somebody thought they had cancer or something was going wrong, we would hunt and find it. And I can't tell you how much cancer I found and how many lives we saved because we were more liberal in doing the testing. And thank God I never had a lawsuit. Now, I didn't do a test just so I wouldn't get sued, but if I thought a person needed a scan of the head, I would do it. If I thought a person had a tumor, I would order the scan. And then ordering the scan, and we find something, if we found it sooner, we would then be able to treat that person sooner. I told you, when it came to mammograms, I didn't want women waiting until they were 50. We started it sooner. So many of us doctors that trained, the older doctors, they didn't have a lot of the CTs and MRIs when they were in training. So they were slower to use them. But for those of us, they were just getting very, very popular. So we learned to use them and we worked with them. So we picked up a lot. By the early 2000s, medical care cost so much money. And one of the reasons why is the doctors were ordering the tests. So they tried to punish doctors for ordering tests. Now, I get it. You shouldn't be ordering frivolous tests. But while they were punishing doctors, they didn't do anything to protect them against lawsuits. So doctors are like, fine, I'll take the punishment. I just can't get sued. And so we have this attitude of finding the cancers more. Since COVID, though, people are not going to the doctor. And when somebody calls in with a funny-looking mole that looks like melanoma, and they've had it for years, I go, did your doctor biopsy it? Oh, I haven't seen a doctor in years. The average person doesn't have a regular doctor anymore, or a medical provider, or a primary care. They're using telemedicine. So even though our cancer rates are dropping, this is going to change drastically because individuals are not getting their screens. They're overdue for their mammogram. They're overdue for their colonoscopy. There's a lot of distrust now after the vaccines and the vaccine rollout. So when I ask a patient, look, you have blood in the stool. When was your last colonoscopy? Because you're 55. Oh, I haven't gotten one. I was supposed to before COVID, and then I didn't, and I don't have a doctor now. Now they have blood in the stool. Do they have colon cancer? So we're a little nervous that as people are not having doctors and they're strictly using telemedicine, we are going to miss the melanomas. We are going to miss the cervical cancer. We're going to miss the breast cancer. We're going to miss the lymphomas. How many times are people called up asking telemedicine doctors to give them an antibiotic because they have a swollen lymph gland under their arms? If you have a swollen lymph gland under your arm, you need to be evaluated for breast cancer and other types of cancer. People call up saying, I have a swollen lymph gland in my neck. That happens with sore throats, but it's not going away. How do we know it's not thyroid cancer or head and neck cancer? They're not seeing a provider because they're calling telemedicine for antibiotics. So even though we've done a fantastic job in terms of finding cancer, treating it, having medications we're using to enable people to live longer, there's going to be a huge, huge uptick in cancer deaths if people are not getting regularly screened and they're not seeing a medical provider until it's too late. If you're calling in telemedicine because your eyes and skin are yellow, please call and have us send you to an ER to get seen and scanned, but it would be better if you were getting your physicals and your regular blood work. So, cancer is still here. Even if we're dying less from it, that doesn't mean cancer is getting softer. It means we picked up on it early on. We got to keep doing that, though. 1-877-DOLLY.
We've learned anything from recent news. It's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens.
Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.